This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right. Hello. Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Perfect to me. You are perfect. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hi. You know, it's, boy. The weather changes in the blink of an eye. It's actually looks okay out the window right now.
Looks beautiful.
Yeah. Super foggy earlier. The Saturday morning special. That's happening. That's your sixth day of the Sarah and Vinny show. It's the best.
Can you get enough?
Maybe we should do the seventh day. We should do the Sunday morning special as well. And then you should go back and listen to all our podcasts all day.
I heard you in your car looking at your stereo. We hear you.
I've gotten enough of you.
No, you haven't. Don't lie about
it. Don't be a wise guy.
Yeah, we don't believe you. We're going to give you the business. Saturday morning special. Every Saturday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. The best of what happened on the show, provided that the best things did happen.
Right. You know,
some weeks we don't do it because we're like, nope, nothing good. What happens if we do it, whether it's good or not.
Right.
Every Saturday morning on Alice. And it's nice. I mean, there is something about a Saturday morning. If you have a regular weekend. Like some people, they get their days off during the week or whatever. But for me, you wake up on a Saturday morning, and I'm always the first one up at my house because my days of sleeping are over. So I'm up.
Something happened to you. It's that thing, huh?
It is that thing.
It was the change.
I'm pretty sure it's the change. And also I've been really like way more concerned with my schedule. Like the older I get, the more I'm like, I need to get my sleep because I'm not getting the kind of sleep I need. So I'm like, I am in bed, giving myself the opportunity to get 8 hours every night, whether or not I fall asleep.
This is the terrifying image of a sleep zombie, which shows what you'll look like if you don't get more than 6 hours a night of sleep. And it's just a person looking haggard
and worn
out. The
scary thing is that lady is 25 years old.
Right.
She just never sleeps.
Right.
And she's looking like...
She's a sleep zombie.
It's like the faces of meth.
And I feel like, yeah, that happens to you. It's happening to me as we speak. But honestly, 6 hours... I cross my fingers for that.
Oh my God. If I could regularly get 6 hours uninterrupted every night.
And you don't?
No, not anymore.
So you climb into bed at 6:30 at night.
Yes. And I usually fall right to sleep. I can get right to sleep.
I'm doing that too, but right. I'm up at 1.
I'll get up, I'll sleep for a while, and then it's 10 o'clock. So I've been asleep for 3 hours. So now I'm like, okay, do I pick my book back up?
Go
do
in
I just
and give
lay
John
there?
The business?
No, I'll give Johnny business, please. That's not happening during the week, please.
Jeez.
That happens on Fridays and Saturdays.
Well, I mean, he doesn't have anything to do. I'm sure he'd welcome the.
No, he's
the
out there playing
visit.
Video games. He'll be fine. Playing. I can hear him playing his guitar in the other room. So then I wake up at 10. Then I wake up again at 12. Then I wake up again. And I always, whenever I wake up, that final, I already have known that I'm past midnight now and I've only got the maximum is 3 hours. I'm always like, please let it be 1:15. Please let me have another. Almost 2 hours to go.
You and I are living the same life these days now. I absolutely wake up and go, all right, But I'm giving myself that time just in case one of these days I go till I do the full eight.
You zonk.
And I just sleep all the way. It never happens.
I can fall back to sleep, though, usually. But this morning it was 1:22. I'm like, oh, that's great.
Oh, well.
Yeah. And then the thing goes off at 3, and I'm just like. And I get my coffee. I'm like, oh, all right. Everything's okay.
Try to get your sleep, people.
Yes, get your sleep. You don't want to be a sleep zombie.
They call this person slouched over, grumpy, red-eyed 50-something. What? That's me. What are you talking about?
I'm trying to stand up straight. Yeah. It's Saturday. So to me, Saturday morning is the day that I didn't have to get up to an alarm. Nobody else is awake. I open up all the windows in my living room, which has an east-facing window, so a lot of times I get to see the sun come up.
Oh.
It's so, and I got just my coffee. I've got my Sudoku book. I'm just ready to sit down and enjoy. And then I say, Alexa, sorry, I didn't mean to wake your girl up. Kitchen bitch, play the Sarah and Vinny morning show, the Saturday morning special. And she'll do it. Play Alice. Say play Alice. That probably works. Okay.
Play Alice at 97.3.
Yes, play Alice at 97.3. A lot of people tell it. I will tell it to play radio stations all the time. So it is actually very responsive. Okay, here you go. Now we get to the messy divorce. I have to say, I really did enjoy reading this story because it sucks. But I love gory details. It's wrong. I know. It's like a character flaw in me. And one thing I will say is when this thing is resolved, I'm going to say this person is not going to get any money in addition to what they've already stolen.
Oh.
So Daddy Yankee says that this woman he's been married to for 29 years, her name is Meredith Gonzalez. It's spelled M-I-R-E-D-D-Y-S. I'm going Meredith. What do you think?
Yeah.
Meredith.
Yeah, I think so.
Daddy Yankee says that his wife of 29 years, Meredith Gonzalez, withdrew about $100 million over the years without authorization amid this whole divorce thing.
So they're getting divorced now and there's an accounting.
And
happening.
I think she filed for divorce, and it sounds like her and her sister have been squirreling this money away for years.
Okay.
Just what it sounds like. I'm taking a first look at this, so I'll read you through the... What did you hear? Do you want to...
I don't have what I heard. Haven't heard anything, but I do wonder... Who's Daddy Yankee again?
He is... he's like a rapper. He's on Despacito.
Luis Fonsi,
Daddy Yankee.
Okay.
But here's the thing. So I looked up his net worth because I'm seeing $100 million has been stolen from Daddy Yankee.
That's what I'm thinking.
Right. So I looked up his net worth and it ranges from $50 million to $300 million. So nobody knows. Daddy Yankee's net worth is approximately $300 million. Is it? Daddy Yankee's net worth is approximately $50 million. Okay. So no one knows. But he is saying that this wife of his has stolen like $100 million. And at first it was $80 million, and then I guess they found like 20 more million. So here we go. This is from business accounts. He is going through divorce, and I believe she filed for this. After he announced that he and Meredith Gonzalez were separating following 29 years of marriage, he filed multiple motions against his estranged wife, citing that she had withdrawn a cumulative $100 million from company accounts without his authorization. This documents that were filed December 13th. He says that Gonzalez and her sister, her name is Aisha. So.
Oh, I'm seeing that name now too.
A-Y-E-I-C-H-A. I don't know if these are just weird spellings of common names, but I'll call it, Meredith and Aisha. And initially, he says they took $80 million from the El Cartel Records account and filed a second motion later that same day, adding this additional $20 million that he says had been taken from the Los Tigres music account. These apparently companies of his.
Do you see there, though, that the wife was serving as CEO to the record company?
Yes. And so he is, one of the things he's filing for is get their access to this stuff taken away. Where is that money? Get their keys from them and their passwords. So Daddy Yankee is saying that Gonzalez taking the money is a desperate attempt that went against warnings and received received an express request that she put a stop to any management and initiative that would compromise the company's finance. It's a bunch of legal
stuff.
She's
been with him a long time, though, it looks
29 years is... they're saying here in the filing, and it becomes evident why she has wanted to keep him in the dark and deny him any information about the withdrawals and cash movements that she and her sister have been making behind his back. He requested the immediate removal of her and her sister from the accounts and administrative duties of the companies. The wife and the sister's actions to remove money from the accounts without proper authorization disregarded formalities and requirements of the corporate legislation. I mean, it sounds like a mess.
It looks like they have two fully grown kids.
These names are also spelled really weird.
Yeah.
A 28-year-old and a 27-year-old. Oh, I'll say maybe three kids.
Yeah, dad to another daughter as well from a previous relationship. Yeah.
Yamilet or something, and Jeremy.
Who knew somebody named Daddy Yankee was worth that much money, though? Man, that's unbelievable. But that is,
a big international star.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, I think it's maybe like a Spanish language thing or something.
Yeah.
Because Despacito is in Spanish.
I mean, that was a huge hit before it was a hit with Justin Bieber.
Right.
And when you bring up his name, like just the type it in, it says that he's a Puerto Rican rapper, singer, songwriter, and actor. And they also call him the king of reggaeton.
Reggaeton, okay.
He's often cited. Well, I think that's the house music, right?
Yeah.
Don't ask me.
We get it.
I was joking around.
It's a musical genre. It's from Puerto Rico. It's a mixture of hip hop, reggae, salsa, and bachata. Bachata? I'm sorry.
She made off with $100 million.
That's what he's saying.
Oh,
so and I guess I want to say she's the one who petitioned for divorce and she's like, well, we've got our $100 million. Let's get out of here.
See you, sucker.
Yeah. Yes. He had written on December 2nd. I want to share some important news about my personal life. After more than 2 decades of marriage and after almost 3 decades, after many months of trying to save my marriage, which my wife and I share today, my lawyers responded to the divorce petition received from Meredith.
Oh.
He's said, I intend to respect her decision to end the marriage, and talks about
this
how much
this was all before the stolen
money. This is
money.
Right, 2 weeks before he realized that $100 million was gone.
Oh.
Yeah, it wouldn't take you long to notice that. I mean, I can see where if somebody has their fingers in your business and you trust them because you're married to them and everything seems to be going smoothly, you might just be like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go over here and do my art. I'm going to thank. This is great. You've got that nailed down. And you obliviously live your life. And then she's like, I am done with you. And you're like, give me the account numbers. And you're all like, where's the money?
I would say that's exactly what they had set up, right. Which is I'll go do this stuff and you can handle that. And I can trust you. And
right. We have
kids together. We've
and almost 30 years of marriage under our belts. Incredible.
I don't know if that emptied his accounts or if that was just part of it, but it does feel like you could have left some millions in there.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Right. Did he go? He's like, I was just picking up some groceries. Hey, what do you mean my card just got declined and gone?
Well, good luck to you.
There's that.
Both. Divorce.
We were just talking about TV shows, specifically The Diplomat and other TV shows. I mean, we talk a lot about TV on this show. And I thought, I like Rolling Stone, and so this is another debatable list. But these are the 10 best TV shows of 2024. So if you're looking for something to watch when everybody's around.
All right.
I've got these for you. At number 10 is True Detective Night Country. And that was an excellent show. That is Jodie Foster. It's at least the third season, if not, I think it's the fourth season of True Detective. And each one is a kind of a standalone season about somebody with the solving of a crime. And this one, and there's like a weird supernatural thing in a couple of them. There's like a creepy ritualistic thing. And then this one was, I thought, thought that this was one of the creepiest shows I ever saw. I thought this was a really good season. True Detective Night Country at number 10. At number 9 is a show called My Brilliant Friend.
Never heard of it.
No, it's they're saying it's one of the best dramas ever to appear on HBO, and that's what Rolling Stone is saying. So there you go. And by the way, this is posted up. Actually, maybe I'll even repost it because I think I posted it last week. A Man on the Inside, which is a Ted Danson show. That's at number 8. I know, it's crazy, right?
Okay.
I didn't even know he had a show. Phantasmas on HBO. Oh, by the way, his thing is on Netflix. A Man on the Inside is a Ted Danson show. It's on Netflix.
Well, we keep hearing about his podcast because he's doing that with Woody Farrell. Or Woody, wait.
Harrelson.
Yeah, if you mix
Woody Farrell, I don't know.
They, anyway, they're friends. They're
a very funny
friends.
Guy.
Right.
But yeah, so I didn't know he had a TV show, though. I loved Cheers, so I'll give that guy a chance anytime.
Number 7, Rolling Stone says the 7th best show in 2024 was Phantasmas on HBO. They say here, it's an easy show to describe in conception and a difficult one to grasp in execution. It's about a writer who's struggling to find a niche in this world, and it's like his struggles and more sketch-like material that seems drawn... I'm not sure. It sounds like you can't describe it simply. Shrinking on Apple TV.
Mm-hmm.
I fell off, but they have it as number 6.
I knew it.
That first season.
You were selling me that.
That
and
first
you're
season was
off.
Excellent. Ugh. Watch just the first season. I really have. I guess I'll go back at some point.
I've gotten reports that you and I need to
keep going,
push through because it is a very good season.
I don't like to have to push through things.
Yeah, I don't have time for pushing through a show.
Makes me mad. What We Do in the Shadows on FX, that's number 5.
One of my favorites.
That's been on for a while, right?
Yeah, that's
And it started with a movie, and then they cast it. It's like a different cast.
Yeah.
But it's one of the guys from Flight of the Conchords, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, who started it.
I don't know.
That was the movie. But
I keep wanting to watch
really
that,
good.
And everybody in my family's like, I don't want to watch that.
It's so funny. It is the funniest thing on TV.
You know what? Maybe I'll watch it by myself.
Yeah.
Number 4 is something on Prime called Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Which you and I talked about this kind of recently. This came up for some reason, and I thought the only Mr. and Mrs. Smith I know is the one with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. This is a series, and it's on Prime. And it looks like it is an adaptation of that movie.
Yeah, right. Same characters, but a TV show.
Something called Ripley on Netflix.
That was good.
And this is a series-length take on the talented Mr. Ripley. Okay, that was a Matt Damon, Jude Law movie. And they say it's great. I did love Shogun. That's ranked number 2 here. This is Rolling Stone's list of the best shows, the best TV shows of 2024. They say Shogun. I say I did really love that. And this at number 1, I've never heard of this show. And even just looking at the two nerds who are laughing and they it looks like everyday Joes living in, I don't know, Ohio. It's called Somebody Somewhere. It's an HBO show. And they're saying it's a tiny little gem of a show in which barely anything happens in a way that can be so emotionally overwhelming it feels like everything has happened. Like, okay. It's really... look, here's the cover photo for Somebody Somewhere. Like, it just does not look like something that you would press play on. It's like, oh, look, two people who are at a sporting event in Ohio. Like, you know, some kid's soccer game.
My brother worked on that show.
Oh, so what does he say about it?
I haven't talked to him about it at all. He posts from time to time pieces of work he's done.
Yeah.
And that lady is the star of that show that you're looking at. I've never seen the dude, but she is all over his feeds from time to time as he's finishing these projects.
How funny.
So I know of it. I'll watch it because my brother worked on it, but... if it's highly recommended, great news.
Rolling Stone is saying Somebody Somewhere on HBO is the number 1 show of 2024.
Congratulations, Nick.
There you go.
Must be his fine work on that program.
Well, I mean, it's a team effort, Sarah, but I'm sure.
That's incredible. Good for you.
By the way, we're getting a lot of texts. The Ted Danson show that we were talking about is actually set in San Francisco.
Oh.
And it's filmed here. So
hold on. What's the name of that one again? Let me find it here. Boy, it's done. It's number 8 on the list, and it's called A Man on the Inside, and it's on Netflix. They say it's based on the documentary The Mole Agent about a Chilean senior citizen who went undercover in a nursing home to help a private detective on a case, like potential elder abuse and stuff. So, I mean, I don't know where they went with that, but it's in the top 10 here. I'll take this right now and I'll post it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page so you can see it too. Because I personally, I love to see end of the year lists where, especially a show like that, Somebody Somewhere, I'm like, I've never heard of that and it's the number one show. Okay, I'll bite.
Very cool.
Yeah. I'm surprised The Diplomat's not on there. You guys have been raving about that.
Well, it's good, but someone did write in and say, they call it a generic Netflix show.
Somebody Somewhere?
Yeah, no.
The Diplomat. Oh, really?
I liked it. But I honestly, you know, these are things, everybody likes different stuff. And
that
I really am a firm believer in it's okay if I like something and you don't.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. It's all good.
Vinny, there's a Bluey movie.
Oh, a lot of people are writing in about Somebody Somewhere. Magnificent.
Oh.
Great.
Oh.
So good.
Oh.
Great.
Oh.
Excellent. Woo. A+.
Wow.
So there you go.
Anybody saying no, that thing's a POS?
Nope.
All right. Great. Wow. Ooh. Oh. Somebody Somewhere. All right. I'm putting that list up. You can find it. It's not up yet, but I'll put it up. So let me get through this break first. Bluey is hitting the big screen. There's a feature film in the works from Disney and BBC Studios. It is the animated film based. And it looks like they're saying it's going to be CG animated based on the smash hit family series. And it's looking at 2027. So at least your youngest will probably still be.
Everybody in my family still watches Bluey.
Loves Bluey.
Everybody. I mean, any one of us will be happy to sit down and watch an episode with any. Like that is, we all agree. Yeah, I'll watch that with you. You know,
so you like the comedy and it's a good story.
It's very family focused and all super relatable and often laugh out loud funny.
Oh, good. Well, there you go. Bluey's hitting the big screen. So if you just need more, 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 looks like that's coming your way. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Well, porch pirates make the news this time of year and more after these.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Feeling Christmassy, though. And some of that thanks goes to Bananas at Large and especially the Redwood High School and the Jade Rose Band for sending us their holiday carols performance this year. You can check that out on our Facebook page. That's where we've got it.
Go kids.
Go kids. Go kids. Go kids. Go, go, go kids.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Bart. If you're shopping, ice skating, or heading to the airport this holiday season, avoid the stress of dealing with unpredictable Bay Area traffic. Take BART. It's very true. You can find yourself, you look at your little maps and it tells you 45 minutes, no problem. And then you find an accident or anything or a tornado. Next thing you know.
Whatever God might throw at you, Vinny.
Right. I should have taken BART.
Honk, honk.
Take BART. Visit BART.gov. BART. Let's go.
It's a solid tag. Let's go.
Yeah. Here's what's happening. Partly cloudy and 60s. Right now over San Francisco, I'm seeing a blue skies and it's looking really pretty, but the highs today will be in the low 60s and lots of rain on the way. Mm. So like 4 days straight starting over the weekend and then another string of days into the next weekend. So there's just a lot of weather.
Deal with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bring an umbrella.
Unfortunately, Cal lost its bowl game last night, 24-13. Denver, the football team, they're the professional football team, the Broncos, they play at LA against the Chargers tonight, 5:15 game time on Prime.
Oh.
Real quick, Sarah's goat. You know, Tom Brady, she loves this guy so much.
I really do.
This is the $300 million broadcaster who's put out his power rankings. I thought, it's Tommy. He's the GOAT. Here are the top five teams right now in the NFL, according to Tom Brady.
TB12.
Sarah's boy.
You're not my boy. Thank you for remembering that he used to be my boy, though.
Minnesota Vikings come in at number 5.
Oh.
By the way, spoiler alert, the 49ers are not on this list. I just want you to know that. The Detroit Lions come in at number 4. Let's see here. The Buffalo Bills come in at 3. Number 2 is the Philadelphia Eagles. And at number 1, it's the hated Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah. A little touch of Taylor.
So there's Sarah's goats, top 5 teams in the NFL.
You know what? He's the Bay Area's goat. He's from here.
Yeah, that's true.
Enjoy your Tom Brady, everybody.
He's very handsome.
He's kind of doofy.
No, he's not.
I used to think he was cuter. I've got a good look at him. I'm not into him
because
anymore.
He went and got a ring without you.
Mm.
Yeah, that made him ugly.
That is part of it. No question. I definitely don't see him the same way. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's clear.
I took out my rose-colored glasses and went, ew. No wonder she left you. She took hers off, too.
No wonder she left you?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
That's what you're going to say to a guy who just got his heart stomped on?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Jeez. Yeah.
You are heartless.
I know, right?
Mean lady.
Well, you guys love me, though, so... This is what you've chosen. This is who you've made me.
A new poll asked people, we made you. We did this.
Definitely.
Okay. A new poll asked people what they use for Christmas tree toppers.
Mm.
Most are boring. At the top of the list is a bow.
Oh, really?
We have a star at my house.
We have a little angel that we put up every year.
A snowflake is on the list.
Oh, that's pretty.
A Rudolph head, a Santa Claus or Mrs. Claus or Santa hat. These are the...
Oh, that's cute.
I think that the reason I wanted to do this list is there's actually some pretty cute get creative.
Yeah.
One of the people says, we put Yoda from Star Wars dressed as Santa on top.
I like it.
That's great.
I just happen to have an angel that has like a cone body, so I always stick that on the top. You know, I'm not a believer, so it's just a cute little angel. But I suppose, you know...
Or you secretly believe.
Oh, yeah, okay, so maybe that's it. But how about a Santa hat? I think that's really cute.
The Eye of Sauron.
Oh, the Eye of
from Lord of the Rings.
Tell John these are great.
The baby Jesus as an alien and a star above that. That's a UFO. A turkey puppet.
Oh,
cut up toilet paper rolls covered in glitter. It sounds like a craft project from the kids.
Yeah,
that was brought home and put into use.
It's hard to throw away an old ornament. You know, you remember the Christmas that you got it, or
we have so many ornaments that they just don't fit on the tree.
Right.
That there's decisions have to be made.
Some of them are so janky too. I'm just like it's hung by a paperclip. You know, you ever take the paperclip and you just open it up so that you can hook it on the thing. It just looks terrible and they oxidize. It's like you're touching the thing going, why do I have this?
I think Jane would like my Christmas tree topper.
Oh yeah, what's your Christmas tree?
Zero topper? From A Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, Zero's wonderful.
I don't know that.
That's the
flying,
dog.
Yeah, the dog. Oh. The dog ghost. He's flying a top
and
of my
he's got like a little place you can
put him right
the,
up top.
Stick the top.
You know, last time we talked about trees, I said to myself, you got to water that tree. And then I didn't water that tree.
Oh,
and
no.
Now I realize it's days later. So I just wrote it down. Mm-hmm. I got to water the tree. Water your tree, everyone. Remember?
Sandy, can you call Christina and tell her to water the tree? Because that tree is going to catch on fire. Sandy, happy Christmas, by the way.
Merry Christmas, Mom. I love the way my friends help me out. It's nice. Mm-hmm. You recognize I can't manage.
Yeah, you're not going to remember that. I mean, I could, you know, I'm going to text Christina. Never mind, Sandy, you're off the hook. I'm just going to text her real quick. We have a whole thread going.
Oh, you and Christina do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I was talking to my friend Deepak. And he was asking me about going skiing or snowboarding. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make that work just because I really can't manage my schedule. He goes, let me handle it.
Yeah. Let me talk to the person at your house who can handle this. You're one of the kids. Just consider yourself one of the kids. We'll get you there. We'll get you your stuff.
Thank you so much.
There you go. That's a good friend.
Well, you got to have friends who know what your bandwidth is, you know? Some of us are just like fully, sorry, I don't have room for anything
I'm
else.
I'm not getting up there because I can't imagine putting all of the things in motion that have to happen for that to happen.
Yeah.
So
you tell me where to point the car and I'll point the car there. Load it up.
Ah. Okay, this next story is about porch pirates. The nerve of young people today. Like I just, you know,
what's
I understand they've all grown up with cameras and they've all grown up with social media and the internet. I, of course, didn't. So I realize like I would never have been so bold and it's obviously being done for the camera and for, okay, here's the story.
All right.
Police in New Jersey are searching for two suspects after they were caught on camera stealing a package off a resident's porch. They steal this package. You can see them running up on the porch. You can see the packages from
Amazon. Because
everyone's
got a ring camera.
Everyone's got
okay.
the ring cameras, right. So they run up on the thing. They're masked with hoodies. One of them grabs the bag. The other one decides to turn around and twerk a little before they take off running.
Oh.
Okay? So the kid twerks for the camera.
We're not just going to steal. We're going to arouse you.
We're going to arouse or taunt and tease you.
Yeah. Oh.
Jerks. Anyway.
Taunting and teasing. Wow.
The video is of them twerking and taunting.
Is it a dude twerking?
It's two dudes.
I don't think
dudes.
I've ever seen a dude twerk. I think of that as being a girl thing.
I would imagine if
I'm sure there's.
If,
I'm going to Google
Maddie
dude
had
twerking.
Both hips in full lube. Oh, he's about to go there. He's going there.
I'm not much of a twerker. Yeah, I can't. I just don't have much to twerk back there.
Don't worry. I Googled dude twerking.
Oh,
plenty of stuff popped up.
Great.
Was it?
There's plenty of stuff.
As sexy as me though.
It's look yes. I'm gonna.
Look,
I'm
look,
gonna.
Come
just,
on, look. Look, Sarah.
I don't want to
wiggle it for you.
I just feel like it's. I feel like it's wrong.
HR.
And by the way, that's yeah. That's not actually how you twerk. Twerk is.
Show us, Sarah.
I'm not gonna show you. I don't know how.
Aha. Uh-huh.
You want to come look at this guy twerk? Oh
no,
my God. He's actually pretty hot. I haven't even seen his face yet.
Police said one of the suspects grabbed an Amazon package containing four glasses and baby items valued at $74 from the porch. No big, I mean, it's not the end of the world. It's $74 though, and it's my $74 that I was expecting to show up in a package
right.
on my porch that you stole.
That was going to be a Christmas present for someone.
Right, or whatever. So then the victim of the crime, the person who had the stuff stolen, posts the ring video up on whatever the neighbor's
yeah.
site is, you know, online so that hey, neighbors, these guys stole my stuff. Be on the lookout. Weirdly, in a strange turn of events, a couple nights later, the two suspects returned to the victim's home.
Oh.
Police say one of the suspects stayed across the street while the other suspect, these are guys who stole from these people. He comes up to the camera, approaches the door, comes up to the camera, holds up his phone with the video of him twerking and says, come on, dude, not cool, bro. Come on, not cool. That's my butt on the internet now. As if he has a right to be mad that the Ring video was posted after he stole some stuff from this guy.
And then twerked salaciously.
And twerked.
Him. Yeah. So by the way, now, do twerk, and I put up a really nice video for everybody on the Facebook page. Okay, right. So now what happens?
Well, nothing yet, but I pray these guys are caught. Like, please catch them, or let them get caught by some MMA-er. Like
man, your violence is getting me hot right now.
Doing it, you're gonna twerk in my porch too, huh?
Yeah, I've been waiting for you to get here. And I'm coming out.
Please let an MMAer just jump out of some kind of, you know, I don't know, footlocker, like laying over on the side.
Just
that no
behind
one
a bush,
notices.
Man. He's hanging behind a there bush waiting for the mad twerker to come around the neighborhood.
The criminals are upset that you posted
How
them.
Dare you post me twerking?
Not cool, bro.
Yeah, bro.
I'm sorry. You stole my stuff.
We're not bros. You broke up with me when you took my crap off the porch.
Jerks.
If you'd just come up and twerked, maybe I would have left you a note like that.
You're a jerk.
You're a real jerk.
This is one of those. This next story is interesting to me because I know someone.
Do you?
She's a really nice lady. Most of the time. But it's weird. She's got a wrapping room.
Oh, you're talking about me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not that nice. I do have a wrapping room. Right now, though, the wrapping room, I had to like clear out the wrapping room because you know what happens in wrapping rooms? They become storage rooms because you know how much stuff you have to wrap? Not that much.
That's
you know,
my
like once a year, you got to wrap some stuff. So you got to clear everything off of there.
I remember you saying, well, yeah, I got some space. I made it. I got a wrapping room and it's where I think your office was in there, too, at the time.
Yeah, it's the laundry room. And there's the laundry room. Then there's my. It's my office. And then there's these, I just put some dowels on the wall. Cause I'm like, oh, this is great. I can pull out, I'll have the paper out. I don't want to get all the supplies out of the attic. Frigging attic. No, thank you. But now just stuff gets piled up.
I imagine that in a world where anything can happen, there probably are some dudes out there who are like, my dream was to build this wrapping room or put some dowels up, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't expect that to be the case, but sure, it's possible. But in general, hearing you say, oh, I've committed some space in my home to a wrapping station.
Yes.
It like took my head clean off. Yeah. Like I just can't even imagine.
Well, I'm very, you know, Candy Spelling, Tori's mom. She had a very large gift wrapping room that
Is
I
that
saw
where you got
in
the
a
idea?
Magazine.
And
yes.
Went,
and
oh.
I was like, that... I mean, it's elaborate. I don't have anything close to that. I have, you know, 16 dowels or whatever, all with birthday paper and Christmas paper. It's just very, I mean, it might be 10 dowels. I don't know. I'll take a damn
dowels.
Picture of the thing. Well, look, you know, I want all my
What's
things to
point?
Be.
What's the You'll never post it. Don't
I'll
bother.
I'll show you guys.
Post it on Instagram.
All right. I'll post it on Instagram. If I remember. Can you remind me?
The wrapping room.
Yes. I'm not saying I'm never going to post anything on Instagram. I'm just telling you, follow me on there because I will never bother you. I'm going to try not to bother you.
A poll asked people, how good or bad are you at wrapping gifts?
I'm middling.
Middling? You have a whole room committed to it.
Well, you'll see tomorrow how I do. When I hand you your present that's wrapped in my wrap, which is why I had to clear out my wrapping room and get all the crap off the counter so that I could actually pull out some paper and wrap your gift.
1 in 5 people say they're somewhat bad. 1 in 10 say they're very bad.
Mm-hmm.
People most likely to admit that they're terrible at wrapping presents are men, especially older men living in the Midwest. They just say, nope, no good at it.
Oh.
I'm not good at it either. I could commit a lot of time to it and, you know, practice and really get good, but it's not a skill I would desire. Mm-hmm. I want to.
Feels good though when you get one done. You're like, oh, this part, I cut the right amount. I, you know, made nice tight corners.
Oh.
Not too much tape.
That's a prideful moment for you.
It is a good moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
For me, I feel like I'm just trying to mask the identity of the gift. Mm-hmm. So that when you, yes. you know, so there you are, you open it and.
You should just grab paper bags, drop things in there, roll up the top.
I don't, I will do that. Yeah. That's just fine.
Or. Roll them up and put a bow on top.
I have definitely gone Tootsie Roll.
Oh yeah.
On
sure.
two sides,
right.
on each side of mm-hmm. the gift, just wrap, circle
That's
it.
That's an old classic.
Yeah, you're really not good at gift wrapping.
I'm not, but I'm really a
Care factor's low.
It is low.
Yeah.
You know, I got you something good.
Yes.
So, I mean, I didn't get you anything, actually. And it's really bumming me out that you got us something.
No. It's a, listen, it's a joke gift. It's a joke gift. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's not even a joke.
We're going to come up to Hamden tomorrow. And
I actually have something for you guys today, too.
What are you talking about?
I have something for you today. At our lunch today.
So thoughtful.
$1 million.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't buy your boys an upgrade to first class?
Hell no.
You're giving away $1 million yes. prizes, but you're not, those boys.
Well, I'm giving you a chance at $1 million.
Have to fly in the back
yeah.
of the plane.
I do.
You would never do that.
Not now, I wouldn't.
No.
I did do it, though, my whole life until I earned enough money to get myself the ticket I wanted.
Right. Get
so
them the ticket
no,
they want,
they
too.
Have not earned it. They need to make their own lives. They need to become their own success.
Sorry, boys. I keep trying. It's not working out.
You got to stop trying.
Really coming up.
Don't waste your breath.
Hostility.
See, you know what? They
here.
Don't care.
They're,
no, they don't.
Me.
They're kids.
Trust
they do
me.
Not care.
They care.
They don't.
Our text number is 800-400-3697 says, I don't have a wrapping room, but I have a pool table that we never use, which is great for wrapping presents. LOL.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's where that, or the dining room table that right. you hardly ever use, that ends up being the spot.
Yeah.
The other day I was printing some sheet music and I was where the printer is in Christina's office. And apparently that is currently Christmas Central.
Ah, the
wrapping
room.
So as I started walking for the, she, what are you doing?
As in,
I'm going to get,
there for you.
Yeah, I'm just going to get something off the printer. She said, no, no.
What do you need? I'll
go
get it.
That for you. I was like, sheesh. That's where Christmas apparently is happening now in Christina's office.
Yeah. Has to happen somewhere, Vin.
Sarah, the Spelling Mansion was 56,000 square feet.
Yes.
They needed a wrapping room.
They did. Well, I'm sure they gave lavish. I'm sure she never wrapped anything in there either. She said, servants, can you take these things that I've purchased and wrap these for me and make it look good?
Is she still alive?
Candy Spelling?
Yeah.
I think so.
So Tori hasn't gotten her hands on that fortune yet.
And not only has she not gotten her hands on there, I think they set it up so she won't. Like, they are so mad at her.
They have to be over it.
I feel like they should be over it. She's got a bunch
suffer,
of kids. Like, right.
But
well, the dad is definitely dead, right? And so Aaron Spelling
who was the guy who earned all that
all the money.
Right.
Right. And then Candy, I feel like I sometimes see.
She's alive. She's 79.
Okay. Can you see if there's anything, like, is Tori at some point going to be blitheringly rich? And is that why that husband of hers who, like, left another lady, I think they had just adopted
Dean.
It. Yeah.
Dean McDermott.
Okay, that sounds right.
It's not right, though.
But
you didn't think it sounded right. You had hesitation.
Tori Spelling, I think you're right.
No, you don't think that.
But I think it's Dean something. Tori Spelling, husband. Husband.
Dean McDermott.
Dean McDermott.
Son of a... Give me
it's unbelievable.
$50.
So, and her first husband was Charlie Shanian, who she was married to for like a minute, and it was a multi-million dollar wedding, and she ditched that dude and ran off with Dean McDermott.
Well, and Dean's been quite the
Well, he's hanging in there for that inheritance, maybe.
He's made quite the brood, but he's also made a lot of trouble for them.
Mm. So... When Aaron Spelling died, he only left, and I know it doesn't sound like only, but he left $800,000 to Tori and her brother. The reason is that her inheritance was so small because of her lavish spending. That was what her mother said. That's why she didn't get more money, because they didn't trust her with it. She'd just blow it.
Well, then what about when her mother dies?
I looked that up, and there's nothing on that, but I'm sure she'll
inherit. Says the lady with a 56,000 square foot home and a wrapping room.
Right.
Yeah. Her lavish
spending is too lavish.
Wow. kettle or whatever they say. Yep. Pot.
Yep.
Pot kettle.
Well, she didn't want to buy her the first class ticket.
Come on, Sarah. Show us your twerking.
No, I really can't do it. My niece can, though. My niece, one time, she comes over to my house. She was like 18. Hey, Shay, Shay. And I'd never really, we were talking about twerking. I don't know about twerking. And she did a headstand on my front porch, like flipped herself up so that now her face is facing me. And then she flips her body around. So now her butt's facing me. And she walked her legs down and she started twerking upside down. I'm like looking around like, are my neighbor seeing this? Like, stop doing that, you sweet young thing that goes to Christian camp all summer, every summer. Stop doing that right now.
Jesus loves a good dance, too.
Little Shay Shay.
415 says, come on, Vin. Tom's heart wasn't stomped on. More like put in a jujitsu chokehold. Where's the drum hit?
Oh.
Yeah, you.
I got it.
Jujitsu.
Great. Thank you.
Good job. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, free money. Let's grab it and hop on our private jets.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.